This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is now officially Friday, November 16th, 2018.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
24 hours down.
Exactly 24 hours down.
Made it to Friday.
Yes.
How's it going, Jim?
Great, Matthew. How you doing?
Great.
Chilly, huh?
Yeah.
Chilly. It's chilly in here this morning.
Chilly, really.
Well, I told you, I ordered gloves,
yeah.
and then yesterday, they were not here because they were not supposed to arrive till Saturday.
Yes.
So much for the prime. And I get, because I had to go home yesterday, and I get there, and look, there they are.
Oh,
nice.
But we're inside.
Aww.
It's still a little draft, yeah. A little chilly, really.
If you walk by the door, man, you'll need them just to walk past the door.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But no, I'm wonderful.
That's good. That's real good.
Had some caffeine.
Yeah.
And you know,
Fat Boy looks tired. Look at him.
I wish I had those gloves when I and myself took a picture with the truck.
Oh yeah, the Spink Stinker truck.
Bless you. What, you took a picture with the truck?
Yeah. First time I took a picture with the truck in a while.
Yeah. Big Spink's gas tanker was out here.
I said, let me fill up. He said it's only about 8,000 gallons.
We met Gravedigger that time though. But that's been years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to climb.
Turns out it's a girl. I didn't even know. You just assumed Gravedigger. It's a man. It's a girl.
It's a truck.
They named it, though. Right. It's got a girl's name. The one that was here that year. The driver said he named her, like, Lucille or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's multiple Gravediggers.
Yeah.
Bunch of them.
There's been many Big Feet.
One. Yes.
Yes.
Bigfoots.
Mm-hmm.
Big Feet. Bigfoots. Big Feet.
I say Big Feet.
Well. Bigfoots. I can't remember which one of us said which.
Didn't you go to the Yeti Festival? Do you know what the
I went to the is? Yeti Festival. It's in Hendersonville. No one's listening.
Marion,
North Carolina.
Yeah.
I went to the Bigfoot Sasquatch Festival.
The Yeti Fest.
Yeah. I did. It was great. I was invited up there. We had a great time. Good food. All that stuff.
They do have good food up in that part of North Carolina.
All those festivals are all the same in that they all offer multiple t-shirts celebrating the festival.
Yes.
Beer, funnel cakes, usually some type of, you know, chili or something. And then that's it. But it's thematic. There'll be some inflatables for the kids.
Yep.
But it's always Yeti, Bigfoot, you know.
And all those
beer festivals, I mean, they're all the same.
P1 Pilsner Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Most of those towns in Western North Carolina seem like they have like a proper town square.
Right.
So you walk around the circumference of a big block, usually the courthouse or a park or something, and it's around the entire square because they have a proper square of the town.
And there's also a classic car show involved.
Yeah, always.
No matter what it is.
Always.
Nice.
Even if it's only like even at Yeti Fest, there was only like four old cars there.
Absolutely, man.
But there will always be a classic car festival.
Well, didn't Jimmy go to the Pimento Cheese Festival or what it was?
That was the Pootie Tang Festival. What?
Liver Mush.
No, Wadata.
Liver Mush.
Wadata.
Liver Mush. Not Pootie Tang.
Yeah. What do you do with these drive-ins? You can't make an offer on a car, can you? You just look at them?
Oh, the cruise-ins. They're not drive-ins.
Oh, yeah.
Drive-ins where
it's
you like
a movie.
Anything's for sale if you got money.
Oh, yeah.
You make an offer, yeah.
Yeah. When my daddy used to do those with his 58 Impala. I mean, it's nothing but, and Rob can comment on this, because you go to, like, the biggest classic car shows in the world. It's a glorified circle jerk, right? I mean, it's to show off. Look at what I have. Right? For a car show. My daddy did them. I can say it. My daddy did them for 15 years. It's to go, because I'd hear him say the same story. We found it up in a barn up in whatever part of North Carolina. I never paid attention.
Yeah.
And and tells the story, and just people say, oh, I love it. It reminds me of the movie American Graffiti. And he would just leave there like he just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You take a great sense of pride in your car.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A car guy does. Not everybody. Some people don't give a squat.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, right. But you go to all those things, so you know. So anyway, enough about that. How about toys?
How about toys
for tots?
Man, we have a bunch of them. The Marines have been packing and unpacking stuff for like the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never enough. Especially Sergeant O'Neill told me like 4 o'clock in the morning that they still the lack is like kids 10 to 12 years old.
Still.
Yeah. Same as it ever is. The older kids don't get as much stuff.
That and the other thing I kept hearing was helmets.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody said yesterday, man, can you believe the way it is nowadays? You got to get them a bike helmet. And I said, well, these aren't your kids you're buying the bikes for. Maybe they practice a little more safe. I mean, I never had a bicycle helmet when I was a kid. But
no.
And you see now the way my memory is.
That's okay. True.
That's what happened.
They taught you to steer clear.
Fell off the bicycle too many times. They had a helmet on.
It's also important to finish strong this morning because we had a pretty slow start yesterday.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
To all that rain. So
yeah.
This
time
really
yesterday
need to come
was
out
a mess.
Do it right this morning. If you don't have time to get by Walmart or some other store that sells toys, just come by with the cash donation. The Marines will be working the intersection. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Rob Inario, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to turn into a semi-amateur radio announcer.
Yeah, you've been doing a fine job, Rob.
Yeah, so part of the, you know, because doctor's orders, I had to go home.
Yeah.
Crazy frivolity go down?
Man.
I got to sleep right at around 12 o'clock.
So we had, you left.
We had a
well,
bit
you
of,
did, too.
A bit
I
of,
did.
A bit of a drunken mess at one point out here last night.
Oh, I heard about the locksmith
situation. Yeah, there was a locksmith out here. Guy couldn't find his car, didn't know if his keys were in or not.
Uh-oh.
Nice guy.
There were three state troopers here, and he kept asking him to help him get into his car so he could go home. And
not
first
good.
He had to find it, though, and he did.
But he called a locksmith but didn't know where the car was.
No, he found it.
Oh, he did?
He walked around and he found his car.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was gone for like an hour.
Yeah. And then the gay Timmy showed up dressed as a giant teddy bear.
You know,
he's a very inappropriate teddy bear.
You know how I am. I'm really shocked that Jimmy didn't talk whoever's idea that was back a little bit. Cause he knows how I am first thing in the morning.
If I hadn't been up so long, I probably would have, but I'm not thinking clearly anymore.
So I come in, and I'm wearing my fur hat today. And Rob, it had to be Rob's idea.
Rob's
I'm not even going to ask.
Brilliant, conniving man.
Rob says, look over there. They got a giant teddy bear. Hey, you're wearing your fur hat. Let me get a picture. I need to put a picture up. I was like, oh, that'd be a cute pic. So I lay my bag down and I go over there. I put on my sunglasses and everything and I go to scoop up the bear. And then it was Gay Timmy dressed as a bear.
And that's not a bear suit. That's a giant teddy bear he hollowed out and made into a costume.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
What? Say that. Get him on something. I can't hear. What? You found what?
A microphone, you mean?
It was on the side of the road, so I just scooped it up.
And you bored it out and then put it on?
Dry cleaned it, yeah.
Oh, you did dry clean it.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Dirty,
there's
dude.
A reason why they threw it away. You know, dog went on it or something.
it was probably one of them giant Valentine bears from like Big Lots, and then they broke up.
Get a shot of them socks.
Oh, yeah. You got your Christmas socks on. You're in the spirit.
Dude, I forgot how much winter wear and also Christmas clothes that I have. Bought stupid ugly sweaters over the past and the Christmas socks and stuff.
I do have the video posted on my Instagram page.
Of what?
Of you getting attacked by the
video. Oh, there was video.
Sweet.
I was going to say, if it's going to be done, you're almost going to give me a heart attack. At least get some views off of it.
And I'm still working on my promotion, so you know, I think I'm up to about $450, give or take.
Nice.
Go to Instagram at Rob Inario, click follow. Everyone that clicks, I'll give $1 to the next shopping spree, up to $1,000.
Thank you.
We're almost there.
We're making progress.
Yeah.
Usually we finish strong in the morning hours when peak traffic.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're making progress here.
Well, we need your brand new unwrapped toys.
Yes.
That's what we need. Because like you said yesterday, I mean, we had a real strong, not a finish, but a strong evening because of the game last night with the Swamp Rabbits, who, by the way, won.
They kicked ass.
I said they'd win 8-4. They won 8-2.
Yeah. Mm. Somebody said 9-2, but it might have been 8-2.
No, I said 8 because that was the number I saw.
Yeah. I think it was 8-2. It was either 8-2 or 9-2.
Yeah.
But that's what you get to come to a Swamp Rabbits game. You will see some goals scored every time.
And you know what? I didn't sit in my regular season ticket seats.
Yeah.
I sat up away. Mm-hmm. There's not a bad seat in the house.
No, man.
With a hockey game.
Perfect for hockey.
Yeah, it was great. You see everything, and it was a wild crowd here last night. Real wild.
Yeah.
Hockey's got some hardcore fans, dude. They, like, buy the jerseys and then wear – like, they don't just buy – like from the Swamp Rabbit gift shop,
yeah,
they will go to those auctions and buy the actual game worn jerseys and then wear them back to the game.
Yeah, like the ones tomorrow night's game, Saturday night they're doing Heroes Night and they're wearing special jerseys. They're going to auction off after the game, and people are going to buy them and they're going to wear them out here all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
Want them real authentics? But yeah, hockey also has very attractive fans.
Do they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're like very hot people walking around here.
Oh, thank you.
Mainly women, but some good-looking dudes, yeah. too.
There were a few.
Yeah.
You're referring to the Swamp Rebettes, right? What do they call them?
For one, they're great. I used their shower last night.
What?
I went downstairs to shower, and the only thing open was the female dressing room, so I went in there and showered. It was the only one. The door was open. It was unlocked. I'm like, I guess this is the one I'm supposed to use then.
Do they have a bidet?
No.
Can you imagine?
Not as fancy as the house, but very nice.
I knew that it was a spicy night because I came in and I see Fat Boy's flushable wipes are sitting
there.
Yes.
Yeah. I killed about a half a pack in one go.
Yes.
And then also when I left last night, there was a whole big thing of Smarties, and I noticed those are gone.
Those are here. So they're over here by me now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep them. I don't want any.
Our security guard was eating on them before he left.
Oh, okay.
I want some of those donuts over there.
Donuts.
Yeah, go get some.
Go get some.
It's my donuts.
He said that on the air, so somebody will walk him over to him.
Yes, he wants the box of donuts, please.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Fat Boy went to the gym this morning.
Man, you can tell, can't you?
Look at you.
Yeah, look at you showered.
Jimmy's of Easley restaurant?
No, where? God.
You went to the gym, Jim?
Yeah.
To shower, right?
Yeah, it's a shower.
To shower, yeah.
Oh, why didn't you shower in the cheerleaders' locker room at 9?
There's no naked dudes down there.
Dang it.
That's the deal breaker. Plus, they went back to the station, too. So
yeah.
Just catching on the way.
He was going that way. But, yeah, Fat Boy almost got, too, because Tribble and Machete Betty from Tribble's Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Carries the P1 Pilsner. They stopped by in the middle of the night. And we thought Fat Boy was sleeping in the camper outside for Carolina Coaches. Oh, yeah.
I got a story for that.
So Tribble goes, like, doing the cop knock on the window, on the door. And he finally, like, is it locked? Because we couldn't rouse Fat Boy. So he finally opens it and looks in. Fat Boy wasn't even in there.
Oh, no.
He'd already left to go take a shower at the gym and go to the radio station.
Why are you trying to give me a heart attack, Tribbs?
That's the theme of the morning, evidently.
It has been, yes. Keep each other awake by trying to scare somebody until they mess their pants.
I come in, and the folks that have provided us with this great, what do you call it? Not a camper. What is it? A Winnebago? What is it?
Yeah, it's a camper. A Winnebago brand camper.
Carolina Coaches.
Bright
Duke
orange.
Hazard orange.
Yeah, Clemson orange.
So we were walking through this morning, Kaylin and I was like, holy crap, I should go, because I bet Fat Boy's in there. I should go and shake the camper.
Yeah.
And I was like, my luck, it'll be one of them damn Marines. I don't mean damn Marines. I mean, like,
come out of there, God, like, attacking you.
Yeah, I was like, there'd be like an AK-47 in my throat or something. So I was like, I'm not going to do that.
M4, yeah.
Oh,
dealing with this.
Whose side are you on?
They're not Russian.
Not the KGB.
Nor are they Afghani insurgents.
Okay, young enthusiasts. You want to argue baseball cards? Let's go right now.
I think I shook it when I got in it.
Blank face. Best card ever.
Yeah. Also,
Mel Ott.
The other thing, wow, look at you going old school. That was one of my old AOL email addresses back in the day when you had to get their discs.
Yeah.
Mel Ott.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because people thought it stood for me loot.
Me loot.
And like, no, I don't. I really don't. So yesterday and the weather, we mentioned that. It was awful, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't get the TV coverage that, quite honestly, we count on, and that's not to say, oh, we take it for granted, but we have a relationship with these guys every year where, like, for instance, Joe Gagnon from Fox Carolina, usually every year, day one.
There he is. You can see the back of his head right now on Facebook Live, Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's out here right now. He's about to talk to Sergeant O'Neill on the Fox Carolina Morning News.
Yeah. So, but we didn't have that yesterday because of the rain and all the stuff in Western North Carolina, all the down power lines and all that stuff.
Yeah, some inclement weather took him away from here.
Yeah, but they are here this morning. So we got to have a strong finish. We've got less than 4 hours to go.
Yes, man. It's 6:16 right now. That means you got less than 3 hours and 45 minutes to get out here with your cash donations. Most importantly, your new unwrapped toys.
I nominate Matt for all the TV interviews because he is the most.
You know
refreshed.
What, Rob? I know you're behind the bear thing now. So.
Yeah. I'll admit it.
Luckily today you're a sponsor of the show and not just friend of the show. And also, would you like to join us for Pigskin Picks?
Please, you want to?
Can I skip out on the punishment?
No,
I'm good.
No,
why not?
Because I can't go to court with no eyebrows.
Oh, no.
That's true.
That would be dreadful.
You can't go to court with a reverse mohawk.
You could go, if you need to show concern, draw concern on.
Yeah.
You need to draw, I'm mad about this. I'm going to defend this guy. Do the ones that look like Wario. You're pissed. You're going to walk in mad.
But I'm reactionary. I'm defense. So I don't know what my client's going to say, what the solicitor's going to say. So I don't know if I need to look surprised, angry, compassionate.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I can't do that to my clients for the sake of football.
Okay. Well, regardless, I think it would be fun to do, but if you're not comfortable with it, I understand. I get it.
Well, my only idea, and it's a terrible idea, is if Rob picks with us and loses, then we
get to be lawyers for a day.
We have to spin the wheel and see who gets the punishment. That's the only fair thing.
Oh, man.
If Rob picks and loses, then we have to spin the wheel to see who gets punished. That's the only fair thing.
Anyway, if I lose, I'll give another $100 to the next shopping spree. How's that?
$100? Y'all were going to charge me $1,000 yesterday to not do the eyebrows. And you want $100 to get a free pass?
I already got $1,000 on the line for kids.
People still hear you. Yeah. Well, we'll come up with something. But that is happening this morning. Brand new week of Pigskin Picks.
Absolutely.
I get my vindication today.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Man, it's fun out here.
Actually, I'm just going to copy Paige's picks.
Paige, that's a good move.
She didn't copy yours.
I have no
Matt,
system.
Matt's winning the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but last week was just real bad. Oh, get that out of here. I don't want any. I don't need. I'm a diabetic. Thank you.
Matt, you need 2 donuts. Eat up.
This will be my 3rd one.
Yes.
But we're gonna have a fantastic program for you today. Pigskin Picks we have going on today. Right, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah.
Good to go. What, 9 o'clock?
Yeah. And we'll be doing a bunch of drawings today for all these different prizes that folks that have brought by toys and cash can, you can still register for those as well. But we'll draw for a lot of that this morning, too.
Yes, we will.
It's going to be a fun program today.
We have a lot going on out here this morning. Again, you have, and people are rolling up. We have a few people over here hanging out already. It's early, and we expect way more people as the morning rolls on because a lot of people, early birds, didn't make it yesterday because of the frozen monsoon.
Well, somebody brought me My Little Pony toy, but I donated that.
The guy who brought that, when I saw him walking around the corner in the dark, I thought it was you. I said, "Hey, Matt, man." And then, no, it wasn't you.
Oh, must have been. Who was it? George Clooney?
Who was it? It was Nick Clooney, his dad.
Rosemary Clooney.
You kiss my ass. Wait, well, we're going to
have Jadavian Clowney.
Oh, no.
Tell him to make a butter kiss.
We're at the Well, Bonsecour Wellness Arena. We'll be here till 10 a.m. this morning. Come by with a brand new unwrapped toy. Help us out. Help the kids of the upstate. It all stays right here. It's all facilitated by the Marines.
Absolutely.
And Toys for Tots.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to have a good show today. Paige?
Yes, sir.
What is going on in the Plex?
Well, people are kinkier than you think. And I'll tell you what's the most popular fetish around. So we'll get into that study next in your eyes, guys.
That study.
Okay.
What's the over-under on Fat Boy having this fetish?
Ooh, I'm not too fetishy. Sandwiches in the bed. That's a good one.
Whatever the under is, I'm taking that.
He wants to see the Mama Cass sex tape.
Yes.
He really does. All right. What is the biggest, kinkiest fetish?
Well, what is the most popular fetish that people are intrigued in getting into?
I bet is it something like really, really shocking? I have a thought on it. Is it violent?
Could be.
Could
I know what it is.
Potentially. Okay. Yeah. We'll find out though.
Yeah.
If you want it that way.
Wow.
If she looks at you and says, "Choke me," put a ring on her finger.
Really?
Right? Especially if you're in the bed. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll find out what the answer to that is next in your Rise Guys headlines. 28 hours of us. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old boo-ha.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, we're going to get to see how kinky people are, but there's something that you may scream real loud for.
It just hit me. Like, did the band, the Kinks, mm-hmm. was that like short for like we're in the kinky sex? The Kinks?
Or it could be like a kink in a wheel.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a kink in a hose pipe.
Or frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whichever kink you need.
Yeah. Well, yeah, save that for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to see what's up with the Kinks. But first off, there's a show that was real popular in the 80s. Actually, it premiered on CBS in 1986.
Muppet Babies.
No. It was developed by Paul Reubens. So
Pee-wee Herman.
Yes. So Pee-wee's Playhouse is coming back to TV in the rerun form, of course. They're not going to recreate it.
They did, though. Was just a stage show, right? I think that was
they
HBO.
Did a new movie also.
Yeah. Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Holiday. So this one, IFC,
Large March,
is going to start airing
Large Marge is terrifying.
Yeah.
Large Marge was the most frightening thing in my childhood.
She should have got her own spinoff movie.
Yes.
What would it be called?
Large Marge.
Larger Marge. So,
good title.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. They're going to start a 24-hour marathon on Thanksgiving Day. So that's exciting, don't you think?
Well, plus Lawrence Fishburne's career has went down again, so he could be Cowboy Carl. Right, Cowboy Carl?
Curtis.
Curtis?
Cowboy Curtis, yeah.
Wow, cool. Bunch of Benicio Del Toro was on that, too.
Yeah.
He was the dog.
I don't see him in much anymore, either.
I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gay Timmy played Cherry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's so good at
He found the suit on the side of the road.
he found a couch
so
on the side, a chair on the side of the road and boarded it out.
I'm going to wear this.
And wore it.
That's the best part of the story, he boarded it out.
Double entendre.
So be excited about that if you love Pee-wee.
Jimmy, you do. And how are you? Are you excited? But you equally hate reboots. So how do you feel?
They're just rerunning the old one, I think.
Yeah, it's not a reboot.
Oh, it's not a new one.
Yeah.
No, it's reruns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm good with that, man. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, I'll still watch the original Fraggles all day long.
You can't, I mean, at this point.
On three, greatest Fraggle. One, two, three.
Go-Bo. Yep. Give me a high five on that.
That was unrehearsed.
It was.
That was just best friends being best friends.
I got gloves on.
That's right. I took mine off because I got hot. It's weird. Never happened.
Really?
Yeah.
His sweaty palms.
Yeah, I do. I get sweaty palms. Like, what are you so nervous about? Oh, my gloves are on. I'm inside.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
well,
that works.
Could be a nervous thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a study that was done with students from Harvard, and they found that people are pretty kinky. And believe it or not, 62% of the people in the study, they responded that they're into kinky stuff. So, the common fetish that people have done, 58% of them have used some sort of adult toy. 46% of them have done.
Let's pace ourselves with this now, the toy part.
Is that even kinky?
Could be.
That, but the kink is when you use it with someone.
But if you just think the act of using an adult toy is kinky, you are not kinky.
No.
You are just, you're not
single.
Kinky.
Single.
Or just not kinky. If you just think the act of using one, even with somebody else, is kinky. No, you're not kinky.
No. Yeah, but it depends on what it is. Like, in other words, if, let's say there's one particular attachment that if she's wearing it, it changes everything.
Well, that is kinky.
And adds some fur cuffs, kinky.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about that unicorn thing you wear on your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's not a horn.
No. You don't wear it on your head.
No.
I mean, you can.
Nobody told
you
me
could,
the correct way to. They don't give you instructions. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just use my imagination.
That's a unicorn.
Figure it out.
I'm going to brand that.
46% of these people have done some kind of bondage or S&M.
That's big trust factor right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so 40% of these people have had the naughtiest, filthiest sex. And you can imagine what that is. I'm not going to elaborate unless you really need me to. But, I mean
can you give me the initials? Red-tailed boa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that definitely counts.
You know, sex in the nether region or, you know, things like that.
For the year?
What other region would you
have? Yeah, the bottom part.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm moving a little slow.
How kinky is that?
Well, for some, really? That's pretty kinky.
I'll write down the thing I think is, because I can't say it. I found out, because I said it one time, and I was told not to ever say it again.
Uh-oh.
Here's what I think is one of the most trendiest kinks that is going on right now in the world, and I would like to see how everyone's reaction is. I'm going to show it first to Nine. Nine, your reaction?
Okay. Yeah.
Rob Inario, your reaction to the new fetish kink?
Yeah. Seem to be hearing a lot about that.
But hearing about it or practicing it out? Yes?
No, not there yet.
See, that's the thing. I don't know how many people do that versus how many songs are written about that.
Fat Boy, your reaction? Don't get it on camera. Good Lord, could you imagine? Oh, my God.
We're
behind the camera on Fox Carolina, and I'm holding that up on the camera. Paige, your reaction.
Oh, yeah. No,
Fat
never.
Boy, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. It's a form of salad.
Everybody agrees with that.
Goodness.
It's a fun time.
I agree that I
this was the worst topic ever.
No.
I'm out the door on that one.
Yeah, not
back to helping kids.
I would feel so bad for her.
Not for most people.
All right, so
thank you, Fat Boy.
Here's something that I don't know if anybody at this table have done, but 24% of these people say that they've had a threesome or an orgy. I haven't had a threesome or an orgy. Anybody else? Raise your hand.
I was invited to one.
No, none of us. See, it's not that popular anymore. It's a thing of the past.
Really never have.
No.
So in conclusion, the most popular fetish or kinky thing that people like, what do you think it is?
It hasn't been said yet?
No.
I don't know.
God, if it's not that thing, I don't know.
It's humiliation and power. That's what people like.
Mm. No.
That's... I was talking to...
I don't want to be humiliated. I already have enough of that.
I was talking to Mistress Pesticide yesterday, and she was telling me how...
The Enchantress of Cyanide?
Yeah. She was.
He always nails it all the time.
I always get it wrong. She was telling me how, like, there are businessmen types that, like, pay her obscene amounts of money to do awful things to them. And she says it's because they're powerful men in their business life and at home and all this, that they don't have anybody who ever turns them down. So they want to be dominated. That's
where
it comes from.
That's what they want out of life.
It's psychological more than it's sexual gratification.
Yes, exactly.
Joe Gagnon knows what I'm talking about.
He does. He does. But, yeah, that's just a personality thing more than anything, I think.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, cool.
I'll pass one down to Flo.
Yeah, I've been asking for 10 minutes, thank you.
So as far as...
anything round in a wrapper, he wants.
So 65% of these people prefer to be submissive, not dominant. I would have to be dominant. I don't want anybody to be me.
Boy, you're going to get a lot of messages on social media now. Let's stay off of Snapchat for a few days.
Paige, when you say you would want to be the dominant.
Yeah, I don't want to be spanked.
But you would spank a man?
Heck yeah.
With a whip or with your hand?
Up right now.
Whatever he wanted.
God, look. But see, no.
Here's a catfish. Have fun.
That's cuckold is what that is. That's
I'm
a
not
different
gonna,
thing.
You know what?
That's some of the stuff. Level.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna like use some of the stuff that was used on him, like that ball thing. I just
dragon's fist.
No, I would never do that.
Tooth.
But dragon's tail.
If somebody just wanted me to like
monkey fist,
wolf's tooth,
spank him or something, I could do that.
Yeah.
All right, we got a pigskin punishment for next week.
There we go.
Yeah, that's not really, it's not technically a cuckold, but you know, either way.
What is it?
Splitting hairs, I can't tell you.
It's where women humiliate men and then give them whatever they want.
That's something very graphic. Okay. But either way.
Only it's approved.
Usually involves a luchador mask.
Oh. Made out of what?
Just a regular mask.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're lying to me now.
All right, then I'm Paige in this.
Paige?
Yeah.
We'll close on this. What is your kinkiest fetish? But it's real life, not something you're thinking of to.
Smelling feet.
What is it?
I guess sex toys.
All of them.
Lots of them.
All of them.
With my husband, you know.
Every one of them.
Paige likes to be tied to a wheel and spun and throw darts.
Exactly.
At.
Yes.
She likes to be in a carnival game.
Her fetish is a game show we wouldn't go on.
It's the wheel of Paige.
That's
spin
right.
Spin the wheel.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
It's 28 hours of us. We're in going into hour 25.
Yes, we are. That's You're right. Exactly right.
Presented by attorney Rob Anario. We're live at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
If you get a DUI, you can't blame it on your favorite sports team, right?
Oh, you can blame it.
Well, this guy
tried
to.
Buy it, but you can blame it.
Blame it on anything. It just won't work.
Well, I'll tell you what happened with old, what's his name?
Drunken Miller?
Yeah. Christopher Grayshock.
Okay.
Boy.
When we come back.
All right. You can't blame it on your – the question is, let's guess on who his team is. I have an idea. Steelers. It seems like Steelers or Bills.
He's from Connecticut.
Steelers or Bills? Hmm. I'll stick with that. That's a good guess.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with the Jets then because they suck
the Jets,
right now.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody who's not winning right now.
Unplug his internet, please.
Take it off.
All right, I didn't know I was right.
Well, we have our answer. All right. We'll get confirmation on that next in your Rise Guys Sports.
Maybe.
Morning, everybody. Good morning.
Home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
You know, how very ironic and coincidental that that plays right now. Let's talk to you about 57-year-old Christopher Grayshock,
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Oh, this is the DUI guy.
This is the DUI guy.
Yeah.
He was charged 5:15 p.m. Sunday. Very important time. That would be after a 1 o'clock game would take place, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
He was charged with drunken driving. This is. And he told officers, I drank too much because the blanks suck.
The blanks. Okay.
Insert his favorite football team here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already said it.
Yep.
Yeah. I only guess because they just got shellacked by the Bills.
That's exactly why he was drinking. He said, I drank too much because the Jets suck. He had an open bottle of whiskey, and they suspected marijuana in his car as well.
Who was this? Joe Willie Namath?
So, all of you potential clients out there, that's called talking too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
That's smart.
Just yes, sir, no, sir. I'm going to go with you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if that. I can
please
flip this
you.
Around and show you his mug. As they say in the business.
He's happy, about it.
That is like what Val Venus looks like now, I think.
It does.
Oh my goodness.
It's old Val Venus.
Smug.
Wow.
So as Rob could tell you, that defense probably don't work.
Yeah.
No, I could have a good argument. After an NFL game, I could make some, you know, head injury issues, fatigue issues. But when you say you're drunk because your team sucks, that really kind of takes my knees out from under me.
He wasn't playing football, but I guess in an NFL game, there's a good chance you'll be assaulted in the stands. So that works.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. He's a fan? I thought he was a player.
No, he's a fan.
He's a fan.
No, he's not a 57-year-old
NFL player. That's kind of a hard argument.
No, they just need to shut up. Get that. Sorry, I was thinking he was a player. I thought he looked a little old for a player.
We had a piece of history here recently. LeBron James just passed Wilt Chamberlain for fifth all-time in scoring in NBA history.
Oh, you're going to say 20,000 to one women.
No, that's good.
No.
Oh, my.
Not Bron.
And he was a Laker, too. Look at that.
Yep.
Wow.
Wilt, 31,420 is what he passed.
Wow. That's a lot. But again, LeBron's been playing for, what, 16 years?
Yeah. Yeah, plus he'll log the most minutes of any player in the history of the game, too.
Yeah. And he won't walk when he's 45.
Well, see, that's the thing. LeBron spends it. That's the
bad knees.
No, he spends $1 million a year on his body. That's the big thing that goes around.
Well, so do you, but it's on food.
I spend half that destroying mine.
LeBron's one of those guys who goes to Europe in the off season, right, for different kind of therapies you can't get here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, cry. What? Stem cells or
full one?
Yeah. Trains hard. Eats right.
What is that? Is it because there's more money in medicine than to allow the stem cell stuff here? Because you have to go to, like, Europe and,
we stigmatized it here.
Yeah, it's a less political topic in Europe.
It isn't what we were led to believe it is here, what they do there. It isn't the same.
It's not playing God?
No.
No more than a doctor is?
I guess it's hit and miss, right? Because Andrew Luck, I think, went to Europe a couple times for his shoulder.
Well, he can play again, kind of.
Yeah, they're wearing his out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron played every game last year, and he logs about 33, 35 minutes a game. Yeah.
Wow.
Up and down the court. Remember we told you, Le'Veon Bell – people were players were raiding his locker.
He lost the $19 million? Is that what it
14
was?
And a half.
14 and a half.
Wow. It's a lot of money. Yeah. So the Steelers, the equipment managers officially packed everything up and put it in safe storage before they could ship it back to him so nobody else would take anything.
No, jeez.
I think Bud Dupree is the player who took the cleats, the Jordan cleats. It was. He said, appreciate the cleats, my guy. I wish you success, my guy. For the most part, everybody loved Le'Veon on the team.
Until he didn't play for him anymore.
Yeah, then they're like, you know what? Well, we know you got to get paid.
Yeah, but we found out firsthand, like, the athletes, the rivalry's not there the way it is with the fans. They don't give crap. We were in the room where there were two active at the time Gamecocks players talking to two active at the time Clemson players, and they were best of friends,
yes.
High-fiving, you know, and I'm like – no, it wasn't the work. It was at a gym.
The rivalries at work.
Like the rivalries at work.
Dusty Rhodes eating a Red Lobster.
Well, come on, Rob, turn his mic off.
That's what I want to ask a player. Say like Lawrence.
It's like wrestling. Yeah, it all goes back to it, but it's true. They don't care. They're all like, yeah, if we talk crap, we'll sell more jerseys and hats and tickets. It's like wrestling.
Exactly. Okay, well, say you're a huge Panthers fan and you're excited to meet Cam Newton. Let's say he retired or whatever.
I did meet him. I was very happy.
Do you expect Cam Newton to be like, hey, man, yeah, Panthers? Or is he going to be like, man, that was just a job. That was a team I worked for.
I imagine it'd be a team you worked for, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they are these days, man. It's all business.
But, like, I legit hate iHeartMedia.
Yeah. I know, man.
Well, I mean, I do.
Yeah, but you have some I mean, some reason to, because you don't like the structure of it.
Well, yeah, and come April, I'm taking offers, so holler at your boy.
I'll leave you with this: a former WWE superstar, gets kicked off of an airplane yesterday because he wouldn't stop vaping.
Jerry Sags.
Nope. I'd say within a couple years, he was with the company. And yeah. It won't surprise you when you find out who it is.
The Nasty Boys would have got kicked off a city bus.
I know. No. Delta Rep confirmed he got kicked off of the flight because...
Give me the initials. Do you know, Jimmy?
Man, I saw it, but I have no idea because I've been up for 28 hours already.
Try me with the initials.
Well, I could do you with the initials, or I could say that somebody else on the plane yelled his catchphrase, "How you doing?"
Ah, okay.
God, I've already forgotten.
EA for the initials.
Enzo Amore.
It was Enzo Amore, yep. He wouldn't stop vaping after they asked.
Was he a flight attendant?
Nah, he was on it. Oh. Here's a blurry, grainy picture of him getting kicked off the plane with his long blonde hair.
Oh, God.
Yeah, big Cass put on a lot of weight. If you've seen him lately,
like he's bigger Cass.
Pictures of him came out last week. I mean,
he changed his name to Mama Cass now.
Is that what I saw on BodySlam.net?
Two references for her.
I believe it is. Yeah,
Cassidy Haynes is on the story right now.
But he's got his wrestling underwear like all the way up to his nipples almost.
Wow. Yeah, he does.
It's Rise Guys Sports.
Well, thank you, Fat Boy. And if I could take a moment to say what's up to Zaley on our way into school this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Zaley
is the president of my fan club, you know. So what's up, Zaley? She's a sweetheart. Thank you, Fat Boy. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more. We move into hour 25. 26. Hour 26. We're in 25, kicking off hour 26.
That's exactly right.
28 hours of the Rise Guys, Toys for Tots, live from the Bonster Coral Wellness Arena. We'll be right back.
Just a house on three. One, two, three.
This is Thomas Davis from the Carolina Panthers, and you're listening to the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet.